United States isn't even on the list.
Part two.
Because it's a scam and it's a scam. Belgium comes in at the top in terms of being able to get an education. You can see the yearly university cost there is only $1,679. Well, you know, in terms of the United States, I don't know very many people that went to college that got that huge job. Just don't know many at all. I know a lot of people. Everyone seems to say the same thing, that it's the biggest, still to this day, the biggest debt of their life. They're still paying on. Well, they sit here and watch Joe Biden forgive student debt for all these people. It's never for any of them. It's only for these upper echelon, you know, people that fit the asterisks or the fine print. You know, it's never the commoner, everyday people. Because that's part of the trap, is to get you locked into this whole scam of getting in debt right out the gate. And then you never get that job to pay it all off, then you're totally screwed. And that's exactly what happens to almost everyone. They had to go find their backup or something else out there, working at the factory, doing this and that. Hey, I see it all over the place. It's real deal. And it's sad. Because there really is no future. It's a scam. They're working to replace we the people with AI and robots en masse. It's slowly happening. So when you look at the future, man, it gets narrowed down pretty good. We talked about that on one stream, about the top jobs that AI is going to wipe out, and then the top jobs that you as a human may want to pursue. And those are going to become, you know, heavily targeted for whatever humans here are fighting for those handfuls of jobs that are left. You know, you got 10,000 people that work in a traditional company. Robots and AI come in and reduce that number down to like less than 100. Wow. Bunch of people are going to be backstabbing, cutting throat, and everything else to get into one of those 100 spots, or they're going to lose a job. They're going to lose it. They're going to be done. And it's going to be completely cutthroat from there. Just to get a human job like that, it's going to be that cutthroat. It won't never stop. I mean, this is why you're seeing some of the biggest people out there come out and warn about this. Like, we got to check AI right now, or we're smoked. All right, let's jump into some financial stuff here. Bitcoin. For those of you that follow me, I've given you the good, the bad, and the ugly on this throughout the years. I personally do not invest in what I call the trap with Bitcoin. I call it that if you're new to the game, because if you don't know, every single thing you do with crypto is taxable. That's right. Just sending it to someone is taxable. Buying it, trading it, selling it, all are taxable events. It's a trap. I guarantee you, damn near 90%+ of everyone after listening to me has done something that ain't never fucking done nothing with taxes.
From Reggie from Boston.
Which that's why I call it the trap.
Dr.
Because one day they're gonna come, because they're gonna have all the trading transactions that everyone dodged. And I warned everybody, man, pay the man. If you want to make $1 million in crypto, aim for two. Aim for 2 million. Make your 2 million. Know that the man's going to come and take $1 million of that money. And then you walk with your million. That's always been the game playing with any of it. They're going to take half. That's the name of the game when it comes to this beast government. It's what they do. Okay? So, when it comes to Bitcoin, those of us that are educated on who Satoshi really is, it's the U.S. government. It's the NSA. Why? Because it's built on a hash that was created by the NSA. meaning the foundation of the whole thing was built upon something the NSA created. And you gotta be pretty stupid if you don't see. They did it at that point. Yeah, you know? You found the fingerprints on it. Either that or ignorant, or just someone that's so knee-deep into crypto you turn a cheek to because you don't want to hear it because you're just, stupid. Only a fool would do that. I don't care if you're knee-deep in crypto or not. You need to know the truth about what it all is. Period. Ins and outs. And I've been caught up and played by these shills out here. Because they will sell you up a river like Christopher Green and be gone with the wind. That's right. All these shells out here, man, it's sick. Anyhow, Bitcoin going through what they call a halving. And this has been an event they've been warning about for a long time, this Bitcoin halving. Now, they traditionally hype this up and they say, oh, around a Bitcoin halving, there's going to be all this money to be made and all this other stuff. Well, it's all lies. I watched these cycles for years and it's all based off news cycles. It is. It is. Sell the news is what they say. Because as soon as the news happens, things dump out. And, like, they'll say, oh, we're going to launch this Bitcoin, everybody buys into it, this and that, but, like, as soon as that day comes, it dumps. And everyone gets held holding a bag that's worth nothing. And I've seen it time and time and time and time and time again out there. It's the name of the game and the scheme. The only way that they get away with it is because it's digital nothings. The government is a master at all this. They created this. And they allowed it into your financial system. They allowed it into your 401k. And they're about to steal it all. They're about to. They did it during the Great Depression. And this is going to be the Greater Depression. Because they're going to take it all. And anyone that didn't learn a lesson after the beta test there of COVID-19 and lockdowns. And maybe people just are so short-minded, it's forgot that they lost thousands of dollars in the stock market in their 401k when COVID hit. You just took it on the chin, didn't you? You know, that money don't just disappear. It goes somewhere. Someone's taking it out and putting it into their account. So they're robbing you. You see, that's exactly what they did in the Great Depression. They went to Jekyll Island. They planned the whole thing out. We know about this. Okay? It was a whole plotted scheme. And they robbed not only the United States, but the entire world of its wealth. And it's exactly what they're about to do again. Bitcoin is an offshoot mechanism, I believe, that's going to help usher in the whole blockchain thing, CBDCs. It's chaos and tracking like you've never seen. Your freedom goes gone. I've warned about it a million times.
Privacy.
So much so I don't even like speaking on it anymore because you should know. The CBDC's a trap. I ever catch anyone going down this path down the road, I mean, I'm done with them. When I find these people talk a hard game, come out here, oh, I ain't getting the jab, I ain't doing this, that, and they get the jab, like, see ya. You know, some of us stay true to this thing, pure blood, and there's no other way about it. This Bitcoin is blockchain slavery. And it's warming your people up to that. I'm not participating in it. I'm not shilling it. I'm not doing nothing for no one out there. No, I don't care what the coin is, what the project is. I've heard it all. I've seen it all. And it's all been a bunch of digital nothing. Nothing. Nothing that you can hold in your hand. It's something that they can liquidate anytime at night while you're sleeping. And you wake up. You'd be like, oh, yeah, ain't happening here. I warned you. I don't care. Bitcoin was down like $4,000 in the COVID dump. It's a 60-some thousand dollars. It's a huge move. That's a huge come up. If you would have bought that dip, no doubt, offloading at the top right now would have been key. You'd have been a good move. No doubt about that. Not many did it. So many people were scared shitless. They're literally out there buying up toilet paper all over the place. And they weren't making those moves. You see, most people out there don't have money to do anything anyway, especially now after Bidenomics. And I follow Peter Schiff here for a reason. The dude's a realist, in my opinion, not just because he's a gold bug, but... It's funny, his son, I follow both of them, his son is big into Bitcoin. I watch him go back and forth on Twitter, you know, just kind of playfully poking fun and attacking each other over Bitcoin and gold. But, dude, he's always been on the money, Peter Schiff has, with this. And I, one of his exes emailed me, crazy enough, and just started telling me all this crazy stuff about him. But said he was a good dude. Said this didn't work out between them, this and that. And if you're listening, yeah, I remember. Because you listened to the show. Hey. I follow him because he hasn't shown me anything. I don't trust no one 100%, to put it that way. But he hasn't shown me that he's out there shilling anything. He's just been honest about the gold. And how it's been heavily manipulated by JP Morgan Chase and all the others, that when it has its day, it will put down Bitcoin and all these other things and put them to shame. Put them out of their misery. He's saying that this halving is just going to be the people losing half of their money. And I say he's right. What it comes down to.
I think so too.
Gold, though. There's one thing I've been telling you to get. It's gold. Precious metals. You know the one thing that your constitution says that you're allowed? And the only thing it says that you're approved to use as money is gold and silver?
That's right.
Article 1?
That's
right. Does anybody go and read any of this stuff?
Probably not.
I doubt it. Very few do. So, gold just so happens to be the thing that the Anunnaki wanted when they came here, too, in that story. So the fallen that came here wanted gold out of any element on this planet. There's even the ancient mines that they've discovered in Africa that shows proof that they were doing it. Why? Well, not just as money, I think there's something else with gold. The story goes that Anunnaki wanted to use the gold to help fix their atmosphere of their home planet as it went. But there could be something crazy along those lines connected to this. I really do feel it is. There's a reason why they're stockpiling. And those two things always cross in my mind. It's like, okay, all the devil's minions, the governments and central bankers that have sold us out, they're doing one thing at the end of the day. They're stacking gold. That's the end thing. Not
tons
dollars,
of, tons
not silver,
of it.
Not diamonds. Gold. Yep. In all their coffers, in all their vaults. It's all one thing. One element. And then I see that the story of the fallen came down here. They were here for one thing. Huh. Well, it seems like all these little peons are trying to make a sacrifice, an offering. To a fallen. That's what it is.
It might be part of it. It might be sacrifices, gold,
too. Gobble it up like hungry hippos. Defeat it. Just like they feed these kids to ball. Same thing. This is something that they want, apparently. Just as bad as they want adrenochrome. They want this gold. And it's at the top of the list. These guys are drunk on adrenochrome and gold. I mean, for real. That's what it seems, right?
Does seem like it.
So gold's running. And this is the thing about it. Silver's going to end up popping. Copper's going to take off and run to all these things are going to take off. This is the nature of it, man. And look at this. Which one's done better in the past 5 years? The S&P 500 or gold? Gold. That is crazy. Crazy. If 5 years ago you'd have invested in ounces of gold, spent $10,000 on gold, man, it would have exploded right now. It would have been one of the best investments of your life. And if you live in one of the 45 states like what I'm in now that have done away with the taxes on gold and silver, You can 10, gobble it up, and then you can turn around and you can offshoot, offload it if you're wanting dollars. And it can't be taxed in those dollars because it's a currency. And that your state is accepting it as that because your constitution says it. I told you this earlier. Kentucky just did it. After my punk sellout governor, Beshear, tried to veto it, my government, the same Kentucky government that shot him down during lockdowns and all this other stuff, they said, you ain't having it your way. What you did is illegal. We're throwing it out the window come August 1st. We're the 45th state to accept gold and silver as legal tender, and you ain't doing nothing about it. Love it. Love it. My state flexes like that on this corrupt governor. I don't see that in many other places, but yeah.
10:22 a.m.
Something's got to give, man. You got to have a plan. And when it comes down to your neighborhoods, your community, your neighbors, you can legally do this. You can feel good about it. The Constitution says it. And then when your state accepts it, man, you're good. You're golden. You're good. You just better hope you got some. You see, the problem with this is all the states can set this up, but when a crisis comes into play that's created by your federal tyrants, they're going to come and try to confiscate it all. Well, good luck. I hope your state also has a law in the books like mine, where if the feds try to come in here after you, they're on their own. Cops can't help them. Military can't help them. Sheriffs can't help them. No one can help them. It's on the books. That's right. They're on their own. Yeah. And that's how it's going to be. So come and take it. From my cold dead hands, if you will, or you ain't getting it, period. If you're smart about it, you have it all somewhere buried deep. You know, any gold, you should be burying the gold and keeping, in my opinion, the silver on deck to trade with, right? So it's going to be heavily used. More than anything, just like we're doing now. It's going to go back to this. They tried to, they're trying to stop
this. This is...
Oops. Play there. They tried to take back all the change, all the silver, all the copper out of the supply, starting heavily when COVID went into effect. All over the place. If they haven't quit, just imagine how much they've siphoned up this whole time. Plucking it out of the system a lot. So if you can find a bunch of old silver out there, man, I'd hold on to it. You got to start thinking this way. As they're tearing this country apart, you've got to start thinking thrifty. You're just gonna have to. Survival type of mindset here. Because if you don't realize what's going on around you, other people are going to, and to make you a victim. Anyhow, food itself is now an investment. Not just gold or anything else, food.
Yep.
Because inflation isn't going away and it's so bad. And like I said earlier, if you're growing your own food, really, if you try it, and you raise enough to cover half your food, I mean, you're healthier. And your food bill just got cut in half. I'm not saying you're ever going to reduce it to zero. You're always going to need a little condiment, salt and pepper or something. All that stuff, you know, on the side. But I'm talking like your potatoes, your carrots, all your main things. Eggs that you get from chickens, man. I can't tell you how critical that is. But why do you think they're doing this whole thing on bird flu? I'm going to get to more of that here in just a bit. It's an attack on just that. I'm also going to tell you this. You ain't stopping no one in the state where I'm at from having chickens or having a garden in your yard. You're not doing it because it's in everyone. All over. I mean, you driving down the road, if there's odds you're going to hit something outside of a squirrel, it's a chicken or something like that, you know? Someone's wildlife running off the farm out into the road. And everywhere you look, everyone's got the garden going. Everywhere. So you know, this federal government trying to step up and say some of these things, it's not going to fly in some places. And I know I'm in one of the places where this is not going to fly because everyday life goes strictly against it. And they're not going to go get some CBDC, so they're at the corner market getting taxed on trading a bunch of stuff that they weren't getting taxed on at all. I don't think so. They'll take it to someone's property, out of sight, out of mind. A collective, and snitches get stitches, dude. I don't give a what you say. That's the facts, boys. Bob Smith, thank you for the 5 coffees. And anyone that wants to ride against your freedoms and press the issue, they can get it. They can get it. You understand? Just that simple. Okay, who it is. Someone trying to take your freedoms and try to say that you can't do this or that. Boy, I just don't see how some of you were living in some of these commie states. Maybe that's why you're so depressed.
It could be.
These are people I know, good friends.
Yeah, me too. A lot of them.
I don't see how you're living there in some of these places.
You move out of there.
Chicago.
Yeah.
California.
Well, sanctuary cities.
New York being overran by migrants.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't care about you. On the books, the laws, they don't care about you. They care more about the invader than you. How is that even right? How can you even sleep at night?
Might wake up, find them in your apartment, crazy. Stealing all your stuff or house.
I pray for my people that are stuck in this position.
Get out of the sanctuary cities.
I know not everyone can get out of it.
If you can.
So I pray.
This is some weapons or something.
We're all stuck in the belly of the beast, don't get me wrong. You know, you run here, you run there, but you can't hide.
Nope.
You know, you just better find a good place to pitch up for a bunch of like-minded individuals ride this thing out with. That's right. What it is.
Start talking to your neighbors.
Because ain't no cavalry coming to the rescue.
Nope. It's going to be you that's going to be the rescuer.
They're all going to a Trump rally.
Yeah.
So, as you can see here, the New American Dream says you'll own nothing and be happy. I'm not having it. I'm not consuming it. I'm not accepting it.
I like owning my own stuff.
Spinning back in the bases. I'm having whatever I want. I set my mind on big things, positive things. Doesn't matter what you say, what you want to do, we're going to overcome it. You have to have that mentality at this point. Okay, so we're going to have something. We're going to keep what we got, and we're going to get more. And if they want to try to take it from us, well, they're going to try to come take it from us.
They should.
I'm telling you, they're going to find out the hard way at one point. Again, thank you, Luis. Thank you, Bob, for those 5 coffees, man. I appreciate it. To the fullest, best way to support the channel here at top of the hour. I want to thank everyone checking in here, everyone hanging with us, everyone that shares the stream. If you got anything you want to get to me, dabu7@yahoo.com. Tag me on Twitter. At me in the chat. Dryson House. What's up to all my cats out there, man? Because sometimes in life, you gotta learn to set small stuff aside to fight this bigger fight. Let's look at the top 10 states here real quick with the real GDP growth. I was telling Big E earlier, they had one on his state, and it was West Virginia, and here it is. It's made the top 10, and this is can surprise some people. I remember he was saying in there that they were running all kinds of businesses out of the area. I think it was maybe it was logging or the coal or somewhere. One of the mines he was hauling for was shutting down, and they shut them all down. And it's like, well, they're shutting everything down. But when it says the top performers, this is what we got. North Dakota, Texas, Wyoming, Alaska, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Florida, Washington State, West Virginia, and then Kansas. So, in terms of growth in the country, real GDP growth, those states apparently not doing too bad. Jay from the Ville checking in with the big marijuana leaf. with a 420 for all my cats out there, all my smokers. Much love. I'm going to go ahead and load up a chest on D-Live with 1,000 lemons. Bust it open here in just a minute. You happy 420? Happy 419 if you got a minute. I'm going to share with you a brand new song in about an hour into the stream from me and Hoodie Ross that we put together just for all the smokers. Tacos, man. Much love, brother. Much love to you. Says for the crew. Stay strong. Thank you for the coffees. Best way to support the show. I can't stress it enough. I appreciate it more than you know. Only support that I get out here is from you guys. Been fully demonetized. All that other stuff. Attacked left and right. So, all appreciated more than you know. Alabama Slamma in the house with 5 coffees. I appreciate it to the fullest. And I'm opening up that chest right now for everybody on D-Live. Hope everybody's doing well. Shout outs to everybody on X. I don't have a chat over there, but I know I do end up getting quite a few people over there watching. Much love. Rumble, obviously. Everybody over there watching. Somebody's always got to bring up 420's Hitler's birthday. Yeah, it was, but we don't celebrate it for nothing but what it's for. It's medicinal purposes, it's spiritual purposes. With the Mary Jane. Never seen a problem personally with the marijuana in my life. Anyway, it's never seen no one go out and do anything crazy on anything, you know. No, it's always been more of a spiritual thing that I've seen in people coming up in my life, and a medicinal thing, for real. Really help people with a lot of different things, and I gotta say I'm glad that it's got its fair shake thus far, instead of being locked down like it used to be. People should have a right to get to not only marijuana but get to mushrooms and things like that, the medicinal side. I'm not saying you go out there and trip your balls off or anything like that, no. There's been magical medicinal properties to some of these plants, I hear, that are there for a reason. And it's the same thing with food, you know. Let thy food be thy medicine. Right? Again, it all comes back to growing non-GMO. Period. If you live in a red state, you may be seeing this talk about basic income coming up, where they're trying to give these cards out where they can get cash to residents. I would be opposed to this big time, because this is just the government giving handouts. This is what you don't want. They'll turn this whole place into a socialist, fascist, and they almost got it there anyway, tyrannical hellhole. So when they start getting cards to everyone, the next thing you know, these cards are connected to a digital wallet. This is where the whole thing of the CBDC gets rolled out. All they're going to need is a major crisis. Okay? Major crisis. They're giving everybody all this digital money, CBDCs. Shout out to CJ, Buddy Ross, Sonic Cat, Black Cat, PK. On that chest over there on D-Live, man. If I can remember, I'll do up another one before the end of the stream. Hope everybody's doing well tonight. Alright, so keep it pushing. Got plenty to cover here. Start cracking into the bigger stuff here in the second hour of the show. Alright. Quick one here, Musk. He funds a national signature campaign in support of the First Amendment. I don't buy it. It's crap. I'm a real truther, dude. If you wanted to really find someone that has fought this fight for a decade or more, over a decade, 15 years, and done this, the real deal, it's me. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I'm a perfect example of the real deal. You understand? I live in a bubble. I get censored like no other. And I live with it all the time. There's no way of breaking free. No way of getting out of the dungeon. Over on X, I'm literally flatline. And it's crazy because every day, I see new people come in every day, but my number of followers does not go up. And month after month after month after month, it's a flat line. Not even one that shows up, two that goes down, five that show up. You know, the up and down that should normally show. They've got me stifled. And you think that this Musk cares about us? Get the fuck out of here. What I've watched is the right-wing shills advance. Is what I've watched. I've watched them get promoted with the algorithm. I've watched them get their comments commented on by Elon Musk. But not none of us. Never. It won't happen. You see, we the real over here. We sit on this side of the fence. We ain't running with the shills, the sellouts, none of them. Okay? Ain't happening. The price you pay is this. Take it from me. I come from the gutter in the real trenches. Spitting this truth all out from the dungeon. Okay? So when I see Musk say he's funding this thing for First Amendment, get, shove it. You came to and bought this whole platform X that my voice is ringing through right now, and it's censored for no reason. I didn't threaten nobody. Or are you that scared of me? Scared of this white boy. Huh? I'm a far right wing extremist, right?
White supremacist. No, you're not.
Well, censor me. Anyway. Some of these dudes talk a lot of crap and just never back it up. Like you're going to jump in the ring and fight someone and then never do it.
No.
Scared to really let them hang. All the money in the world, but it ain't going to buy you your way out of here. We're going to talk about that up at the end of the show. There's only one way out. All the money in the world ain't going
to... I'm still waiting for... Mr. Zuckerberg and Leon Musk to get in a boxing ring and have that fight match they were talking about. I never heard anything more about it. Have you, Dabu?
Out. You should remember that. In the end, we win. Period. We kill everybody here. It's about the soul.
That's right.
It's about the soul.
Yep.
And where it goes from here. When you've sold it, it ain't going nowhere. It is not advancing. So you can be the biggest boss hog you want to be with all the money you got in this lower vibration, this lower synchronicity, this lower whatever you've got going, this lower matrix. You will never leave. Ava, thank you. Show me how to see. That's priceless. That's priceless. That's what we do it for right there. Right there. Much luck to you, Ava. Going through. You had to hear those words there. That's what we do it for. Really get someone to see the bigger picture, the both sides of this whole thing. So let's keep it pushing here. I got a lot to cover. Who's behind the fentanyl crisis? You know, the drug epidemic here. The same federal ones. The same alphabet gangs that are allowing it all to happen. It's a mafia.
It is.
You see. So, they've been doing this since before I was even born. I know one of the biggest pushers of this was George Herbert Walker Bush. Eddie Bush. Who was bringing drugs in here big time. And his connections were to where? Where?
China. Biggest. Yeah. Where it all comes from.
Nothing's changed today. The United States, China, drug trade. Still at eye levels. Okay, you want to peek behind the curtain and really know what's going on? That's what's happening. That's the only way it can happen. Because if a government with that much control wanted to stop something, they could stop it. They could stop a lot of things. But they don't. It's not made that way. They facilitate it, actually. And, you know, they got money for war but can't feed the poor. Pac said it best. But when it comes to this, look where they put. And I want to kind of blow this up, and I want to ask the question, like, should really do a... I think that they... Biden and Coffee just added a poll thing in there. Man, this would be a great time. Dude, I haven't even tried one, but it makes me think about it. To launch a poll on here right now and say, hey, who do you think is responsible here? I like that this has got a lot of options. I know on Twitter, I think it only gives you like 3 slots. Or you what? You got to pay for the 4th now? So drug dealers are getting most of the blame. And I do put them up in the top of the bracket. Okay, but let's look at this. Mexico, China coming in right behind that, virtually tied. Mexico just barely got the edge. And the only reason that Mexico is really there is because they're the launching ground. Same thing with all the illegals coming in. They're the launching ground of all this. It's where they're launching all the drugs from, all the everyone. Hey, Maria Dance Academy, thank you. I love you right back. I appreciate the PayPal donation. Appreciate it to the fullest. I think that this one right here, the federal government, is, and this isn't just to attack them. This is to put the blame where it squarely is. If they did their job, it wouldn't be in here. Period. We know that it's in here, just like all the crates of weapons that get brought into the hood and dropped off. They're in here because federal agents did it.
That's right.
Not the stupid. We knew this at this point. So, to me, the federal government's at the top. Behind it is China and Mexico. That's how I put it. Then your drug dealers. Because that's how it flows. If you really want to know how it flows from, like, China through Mexico with the approval of our U.S. government,
right,
of course.
Right.
Into the United States.
Yep.
Into the drug dealer's hands. That's exactly how it happens.
Right. Then it goes to Canada.
Exactly how it happens. It's exactly how it happens. Fentanyl has killed more people that I know than anything on this planet.
Yes, it's true. It has killed a lot of people. Millions.
Yes. When it comes to people that I hear about that have died from high school, you knew growing up.
Yep, teachers.
These days.
College professors. Oh, man. Even preachers.
The heavy drugs are no joke. You can't even take a simple... A person can't innocently even take a pill off somebody for pain. You risk putting your life on the line. Taking a Percocet, Vicodin, something like that. No, can't even mess with it. This is why you got to have the power to overcome these things, man. You have got to have the power. You were put here to overcome, to speak things into existence, to create, and to overcome all these challenges that the djinn put on you. They were created by design to do just that. And you were put to the test here. No one ever told you most of these things. You should have been taught in school to all these things as a child. You have to live your whole life.
That's the reason why.
But they're not doing that. We're lacking the great teacher in this generation. He's not here. All we've got are demons and sell-offs. It's pretty bad, man. This place is nasty. It's nasty. I can't wait to get out of here. It's like I'm in a prison. I really feel that way. I really do. Maybe when you're here and you live long enough and you experience enough and you figure enough out, you see that something intelligent created all these things around the blades of grass, the butterflies. This isn't for nothing. It's something is watching. If we can create a lab and a petri dish and we can watch animals in the zoo and they're not they don't know we're there. Something is surely doing it to us. A higher power. So, well, that's kind of crazy then. When you become consciously aware of them, you feel them watching. Well, I don't seek to disappoint. I hope you don't either. We should become aware that someone is watching and listening to everything right this second. You just gonna sit on that ass and be lazy now? You're gonna get up and do what something's been pushing you to do. You only get so many warnings, so many nudges in the right direction. You're supposed to be here to figure this out and do this on your own will and faith. So, it's against the rules to have interference in many ways. It's why not every prayer is answered right on cue. It's why it would happen like that. Okay? Sweet pea. Again, if you've been taught these things, you know. Thank you for the coffees, sweet pea. I feel like I could go on for a whole hour with things that people, the way we should be living. Freethinker, good to see you. Hope all is well. Thank you for the coffee. Much love right back to you, man. All the fam out there. Bilbo checking in. What is it, man? Everybody comes in waves. Much love, man. Thank you for three coffees. Hey, just doing the work, doing the bidding here, getting the truth out there, and hopefully giving you guys some good vibes, something to look forward to here. I know there's a lot of negative I got to cover, man, but in the end, we as a collective, as a people, I feel we can overcome these things. Truly is knowledge is power. I think in the end, no matter how hellacious this place is, I thought about it earlier. Even if you go and you remove some of the biggest evils on this planet, not a one of us has got the power that I see at this point, because ain't no one flexing, and no righteous person flexing, to go remove an evil group of people and keep it that way. Or they would have done did it. Or it'd be done. As soon as the evil is, like, removed, the place is so evil, the void is filled with another evil. So if you just go and you risk your life fighting it here, it's almost like, why? Why waste your energy cursing the dark? I'd rather strike a match and bring the light. You see, there's different ways you spawn your energy and you wield it out here karmatically, man. You have to be wise. All right, I'm gonna keep this pushing, man. I get to do these headlines. Bob Smith, man. Hey, much love. Thank you for the five coffees. All the love out there. Jay girl, if you can't hear anything, somebody tell her to refresh. You just can't hear me if that's the case. And if you did, thank you. Alright, if you're flying out there, I got a heads up here. This is a big alert here. We've got another Boeing whistleblower coming forward, and the dude basically comes out and says, look, if I die, I'll die peace knowing that I gave you guys the truth. He says, he puts us out there, and he puts his own life on the line. He's basically saying that while working at Boeing, he brought up to higher-ups many times that there's defects all throughout these aircraft. He warned that there is what they call premature fatigue failure on these planes in many different aspects. He says, if something happens to me, I'm at peace because I feel like coming forward, I will be saving a lot of lives. Amen, brother.
Amen.
We need more heroes like you.
Yes.
Really do. I'm gonna play this. I have analyzed Boeing's own data to conclude that the company is taking manufacturing shortcuts on the 787 program that may significantly reduce the airplane safety and the life cycle. Since 2013, there have been serious issues on the 787 program, not properly closing thousands of gaps in its assembly of the fuselage on major joints. Boeing's standard says that these gaps must be closed, usually by a small shim or filler called the shim when they exceed 5/1000 of an inch. This seems very small. Boeing's PR team like to call it the width of a human hair when you are operating at 35,000 feet. Details are that the size of a human hair can be a matter of a life and death. In a rush to address its bottlenecks in production, Boeing hit problems pushing pieces together with excessive force to make him appear that the gaps don't exist, even though they exist. The gap didn't actually go away, and this may result in premature fatigue failure. Effectively, they are putting out defective airplanes. I repeatedly produced reports for my supervisors and Boeing management demonstrating that the gaps in the 787 not being properly measured or shimmed in two major joints of the 787. Evaluating from the 29 inspected airplane data, I found gaps exceeding the specification that were not properly addressed 98.7% of the time. I want to repeat that. 98.7% of the time, the gaps that they were supposed to be shimmed, they were not shimmed. The other issue that I found, when you have these gaps and you drill through them, you get some debris in the stack-ups. This is known to be a problem, you know, not a good thing for the airplanes by Boeing. But Boeing data also, you know, from the inspection of the data shows that the debris ended up in the gaps 80% of the time. Wow. Again, you know, you have debris in the gaps 80% of the time.
Wow. That is insane. Yeah, insane numbers, insane stuff right here with this guy saying, yeah, he's a hero.
I want to make clear that I have raised these issues over 3 years. I was ignored. I was told not to create delays. I was told, frankly, to shut up. At one point, Boeing management got sick of me and raising these issues and moved me out of the 787 program into the 777 program. On the 777 program, I found problems. Again, I found that Boeing started a new process to build the airplane without taking into the consideration of the design of the airplane and how the airplane was designed. As a result, I witnessed severe misalignment when the planes were assembled. Boeing manufacturing used unmeasured and unlimited amount of force to correct the misalignment. And this also weakens the airplane in the long run. I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align. I call it the Tarzan effect, among other improper methods. Again, I raised concerns internally. I was sidelined. I was told to shut up. I received physical threats. My boss said, I would have killed someone who said what you said in a meeting. And then this is not a safety culture when you get threatened by bringing issues of safety concerns. I hope that your work on this issue signals the Boeing that they must make real changes and get back to building the airplane safely.
All right, so you get the gist of it right there. Sam Salapour, that's his name, testifying in front of Congress. You know, and the problem that I got with the whole testifying in front of Congress anymore is it's so full of crooks. What does it matter you're testifying? Half the dudes you're in there testifying in front of are in bed with the crooks that you're sitting there bitching about. That's the problem with this whole thing. We're sold out at the highest levels. I brought this up when it came to the Supreme Court and the rulings on what was happening in Texas and stopping Texas from arresting these illegal migrants and in other cases, over and over again, sold out. All right. Let's get to one of the biggest stories of the day here. This man who self-immolated near the Trump trial. It's crazy how things get spun right out the gate. And if you're not careful, you'll notice out there that, you know, there's honeypots everywhere. I warn about them all the time, but I want to preface this with this. What I kind of took, because these things are always important to me. It's the first thing that comes to me whenever I see a story, whenever something goes down, and I take in all the information, the first thing that is put upon me by the Spirit is always what checks out to be. And I'm like, what? You know, so when I see this, I do what I do, take all this information in, and it hits me that it hit me when I seen the manifesto. Okay? Now, whenever there's famous or popular manifestos, or there have been in the past, those situations, those shootings, those staged events that we've covered have checked out to be just that. Something contrived by the man, somehow, some way, to achieve some kind of benefit. Because that's what they do. Pass some kind of gun law, do this, do that, whatever it is. So, recently, there was a dude that caught himself on fire. I believe he was outside of D.C. or something. I thought he died. I believe he died.
Yeah, he died.
Okay, so now we've got a similar event here. And I'm not so sure that this dude's dead. The word was they took him out of there and he was still alive. And I'm not going to share the video. It's easy to find and it's out there. Easy to find. Twitter, for sure.
Yeah.
All kinds of clips of this dude lighting himself on fire and people freaking out and getting, you know, it to me, it's sad that it ever has to come to this, whether it's got true roots behind it or not. Okay? Now, I've seen a ton of people clowning this whole thing, like it's high school. As soon as the word broke out, and there's supposed to be adults here, like it's high school. On Twitter, making these pop shot comments and all this stuff, without even having time to even do their due diligence and even look into it. I mean, as soon as it pops off, it's like, hold on. We should look into this at least first, what I spent hours this evening doing. On this dude before I open my mouth and give an opinion on him. Or you could be left looking like an ass. Later, I'm just saying, it happens. No one's perfect. And information's fluid, sometimes it changes. And I personally just don't feel it's wise to go making full assessments on things until you've gathered all the information. Or as much as you can get. So, knowing this is a big story, I dug into this deep. And I've got pictures of this dude, Clinton, and all this other stuff. So, what I noticed tonight they tried to do is paint him as being a Bill Clinton supporter. If you're not someone that does your homework and not someone that digs and even goes to the next page or does a damn simple search, they're going to get you. And they get a ton of people this way because they're lazy. Okay? They do. And they'll just regurgitate the crap over on Twitter feed. So they show this dude, and maybe it was true. He took a picture with Bill Clinton, but they paint a picture a certain way that this dude, he did it, first off, it was outside of the Trump trial. So obviously, it would have to be against Trump. All the Trumpers now are smearing him. And all this, well, okay. Do what you do. Let's read and hear what this dude says. Is this dude... Was this dude against Trump? Well, in comes the manifesto. And as I've told you over and over, every time I hear everything, Anytime I hear the word manifesto, alarm bells go off, red flags fly. And it's almost a guarantee there's something crazy with it. So, I've got the manifesto. We're going to read through it here. I want to show you this dude here, who I believe, and you guys can update me in the chat if you guys see something different out there, something breaking, and I appreciate it. If this dude's died since, I would want him to live, because there's a picture of him of Clinton right there. Libs of TikTok, a suspect shell account, gatekeeper account, over on X. Again, one that's allowed to thrive because it's allowed to thrive. It's not in a dungeon like the rest of the real truthers, you see. You see how that works?
Oh, yeah.
So, anyhow, they paint the picture that he's a Bill Clinton crony. He's in with that side immediately. He did this outside the Trump trial. They paint him that he's riding with that side. But hold up. If you took 2 seconds to read the manifesto, you could see that that's not what it is at all.
Nope.
That's right. It's not that at all. That's what's crazy about this. And this is what I think they've done with this dude. I think that what they've done is they've taken this dude and they've taken a lot of truth and they've stuck it in this manifesto. And they've made this dude look like a nut that just lit himself on fire. And that if you believe in anything that this dude just said in his manifesto, you're a nut too.
That's right.
Do you see how that works?
It's a psyop. Even though they used a real person to die.
It's actually black magic.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I don't know what you know about that. They are masters at it. And
they want you to believe he was
one of their MK Ultra goons would do something, whatever they want.
But I don't think so. This guy could have been like that.
True, but I doubt it.
I doubt it too highly.
My feel is that this dude was, even if he believed in everything he did, used. The manifesto itself, we'll look at now.
There you go, Mama.
I'm going to read. Things take a different twist. Says, my name is Max Azzarello. I'm an investigative researcher who has set himself on fire outside of the Trump trial in Manhattan. So obviously all this premeditated. He knew that this would be released, so he had to have other people as well involved to do the release. You see, this comes with handlers and all these other things around you which just aren't right in a real situation. Which again, flags all over the place. This is what he says. He says, this is an extreme act of protest to draw attention to an urgent and important discovery. We are victims of a totalitarian con, and our own government, along with many of their allies, is about to hit us with an apocalyptic fascist world coup. That could be true. But if you say it is, you're crazy. Let me keep going. These claims sound like fanatical conspiracy theory, but they are not. They are proof of conspiracy. If you investigate this mountain of research, you will prove them too. If you learn a great deal about Ponzi schemes, you will discover that our life is a lie. If you follow this story in the links below, you will discover the rotten truth of post-truth America. You will learn the scariest and stupidest story in the world history. And you will realize that we are all in a desperate state of emergency that requires your action. To my family, to my friends, to witnesses, and the first responders, I deeply apologize for inflicting this pain upon you. But I assure you that it's a drop in the bucket compared to what our government intends to inflict.